Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from France, we have Sister Mariette Rude Christensen. Sister Mariette is a contemplative nun at our monastery in Dax. Her preaching today is entitled, "Today You Will Know the Lord Is Coming."
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. At that time, Zechariah, his father, filled with the Holy Spirit, prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hand of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death and to guide our feet into the way of peace." I don't know how it is with you, but when I was a child in Norway and when I woke up on December 24th, I felt immediately that this was a very special day. My first thought was always, "Tonight is Christmas, wow!" My whole body was tensed, filled with excitement. Today it's Christmas, but still not yet. So my next thought was, "Oh, I'll have to wait till tonight." A child can be so focused on something that he or she cannot concentrate on anything else, especially if it's something he really wants, as though his whole existence was depending on it. A child has a way of looking forward to a joyful event with his whole being, and when it arrives, he will show his excitement by dancing, running, jumping up and down, and squealing. For a child, Advent seems to be a very long time awaiting. When we read the Old Testament, we see that the Jews also were waiting. They did not wait as an impatient child, even though they knew that their very existence depended on whom they were waiting for, the Messiah, the Savior who was to come. Last week, we started reading the Gospel of St. Luke at Mass, and we learned how Jesus' birth has been long prepared. This morning, we read the last section before the Christmas Gospel, which will be solemnly proclaimed at Mass tonight. In today's Gospel, we listen to an ancient Jewish Christian hymn pronounced by Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist. John has just been circumcised, and Zechariah is filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesies. In his praise to God, Zechariah recalls what God has done for his people in the past, and what he has promised to do for his people in the future. God will send a Savior who shall deliver them from their enemies and free them from their sins. God is a merciful God who looks to his people with tender compassion. He will guide his people and lead them into the way of peace. We often call Zechariah's song the Benedictus, and traditionally in monasteries, we sing this praise to God during the morning office. This song functions as a daily reminder to us of God's fidelity and compassion. Today, you will know the Lord is coming. Tonight, we will celebrate the birth of Christ. Over and over, we have heard the story about Jesus' birth in Bethlehem. As adults, we have no longer the same delight of a child investing his whole person towards one unique desire. Would we like to relive this when we think about God? Do we manage to look towards Jesus as if our whole life depends on him? Are we able to wait for his coming with an inner longing, quivering of joy? Jesus Christ, who once was born in Bethlehem, can also be reborn in our hearts. Merry Christmas to you all.